to the RunnerX podcast, where we talk about all things running. As many runners know, it's 90% mental. So join Coach Valerie and Coach Caroline as we go through the mental side of running.
Welcome back to the RunnerX podcast. I'm your host, Coach Caroline, and I'm here with Coach Valerie. Coach, we talk about this a lot because people are always like trying to distract themselves. Like some people will try to listen to podcasts while they're running. I can't do that, guys, because I already am, you know, it slows me down. Like I'll find myself almost walking to a podcast. If I listen to anything, it has to be a music that has a nice upbeat so that it keeps me moving at a trying to actually do my pulls at a little faster cadence. But it's been a while. So I know when you run outside, Valerie, you don't listen to anything. And we don't, when you run with your group, we've got a couple ladies that you run with. You guys don't run together and bitch about the day, excuse me, kvetch. I like to say kvetching as opposed to bitching because it's just, that's what you're doing. You're just work and home and my kids, la, 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 right? But why is that? What do you recommend in terms of kind of what to keep you going when and motivated when you're running? How do you deal with that?
Sure. Well, when I very first started running in the very, very beginning, I was, you know, leading a running group. So we just went running. And this was before there was really music. It was like, it wasn't iPod era.
Yeah, we weren't.
It was the mid 90s. Yeah. And then people were running with those big radios. Remember that? Those big yellow headphones.
Yeah.
So that became a thing to put these big radios on your head and go for a walk. And then the Walkman came out. So in the beginning, because I was running with running groups and I've always been a coach, I never got in the habit of using music because I was talking as you
said. As you're coaching, right?
And what I did note very quickly, and this is really hard as an instructor, as a teacher, because I keep the conversation about exercise. Like I'm actually teaching running. So I'm like, okay, breathe, everybody lift up. You know, it's like when you teach any kind of fitness class, you're teaching the fitness aspect, the movement. Well, you're right. What started to happen is people would start talking, like not about the run, but about their day or what they needed to go do later or something in their life. And, you know, again, it's not like we don't care about you, but I'm trying to run.
Yeah.
And part of the gift that you give yourself when you run is there's a connection, and running is really the only thing that does this. And it's between you and your body and the ground. It's like you and your mind body connection, and it's huge. And you're moving, like you're moving with the ground. And it sounds silly now, but that connection is huge. And in order to really get into running, you need to focus on your breathing and focus on what you're doing in your running and in your movement. So I always found, and I'm guilty because I talk a lot, that the talker was distracting from the movement of running. Because if you're really running with someone, if you guys, and a lot of you have experienced this as well, when you get into someone that runs like your tempo, your pace, and your training, like for race training, like I had a friend I actually race trained with. Well, we didn't talk a lot because we were running at a very uncomfortable pace.
Right.
You know what I mean? So we were like meeting to actually run, to make each other run at an uncomfortable pace. And I had never done that before either, guys. So like I've done it all. I've been the runner and the chatter, and I've been the runner and I can't talk because the person's running fast. And ultimately what happens is it's not your run anymore. If you're listening to your friend talk, then you're being a friend and you're listening to your friend talk. You're no longer you're no longer in your own mind and body. You can't be.
Right.
And by the way, it's the same. This is important. This is like, I learned all this stuff too, guys, as I went, because once I got into marathons, I bought a Walkman and I bought a cassette tape and I bought, and I started making running tapes because I was like, oh my gosh, I'm about to run for hours. But, you know, what am I going to do? I have to have something to listen to. Everyone's like, you got to get a Walkman. You can't do these long runs without it. Mm-hmm. And the funny part is my very first marathon, I didn't have a Walkman. and I ran just fine. So, yeah. and then I got caught up in, oh, I'm going to get a Walkman. It's so funny now, Walkmans and tapes, making tapes, like the time it took to make your tape. And the funny part is I did that, but then I couldn't hear anybody.
Yeah.
But it was a thing. And a lot of people still, guys, there's so much people that they listen to music, they make playlists, and it's a big thing for them. So I understand it. But here's the real problem. If you're listening to music or a podcast or anything, the rhythm of whatever you're listening to becomes your movement rhythm, because that is what your brain is listening to, and that's what it's processing. So if you are a runner and you really want to use muscle elasticity, the idea is you want to be around 180 cadence. So if you are listening to music, you should try to find music that's around that cadence or use a metronome. It's very hard to find, I think, talking at 180. So I prefer people not to listen to, you know, like audiobooks, podcasts, especially if you're trying to really hold a steady rhythm. But what you'll find is if you listen to nothing, you start to reconnect with really what running is. And I haven't listened to music now running in over 20 years. So you really don't miss it. And I don't talk to it anymore. When I do meet with people to run, we do the warm up together and then everyone just runs. And then we meet at the end. And not to say you can't ever go running and talking with your friends, but right. Just to recognize that if you are talking while you're running, again, you're not running anymore. You're doing the action. You're doing the movement. You're getting a lot of benefits. Don't get me wrong. But to really run, you've got to connect with breathing and with the movement and with the tempo. And I think that's why sometimes we distract ourselves, because we haven't found that. Right? Like right. A lot of times we're like, ooh, I'm going to listen to this music. I only have 3 songs to go. So you're doing things to like make time go by faster, distract yourself, things like that. Well, when you start to really get into running and the movement of running, you don't miss the music because you're like, I'm running, and you're interested in the running. And that it's a neat feeling.
It is. And I will say that that's one of the things that if you're using the music to kind of keep yourself going, and then you get a, I'm not going to say a bad song, but a song that's like, it's too slow for what you were doing, or you're that's really feeling good and it's not, oh, I hate this song. And then suddenly you're distracted by like moving it forward. What happened? And it does, it totally gets, that's why I tried it for one run. I tried that at one time. There was that Nike pod that you could put on your shoes and it would tell you, like it would talk to you. So I'd be like moving along. Oh, this is a great song. And then she would say, move faster. And it would scare the crap out of me. So I totally get that when you get to the point where you're really enjoying running and being out there, right? And it also is safer, guys. It makes you more aware of your surroundings and that sort of thing. But
now I will say, and Caroline totally busted me. I'm just going to say. I'm going to put it out there. I got a treadmill like 2.5 years ago. And I run with music on the treadmill, and I run with music when I do my strength training. So I want you to know that. And the reason is it's distraction. It's nice to have the background music, right? When you're, especially when you're sitting on a machine.
Yeah.
Right. There's a very big difference in running outside and being on a machine. And I actually really enjoy my treadmill. So it's a good machine, but it's a machine. Like I'm not outside with using gravity to fall and connect with the ground. I'm just on a machine. So you can play music. You could even watch things. That's why people watch shows while they're on it. They would never do that riding a bicycle outside, but absolutely on a stationary bike, they can, right? It doesn't mean you should. It just means you can. So I always say to people, if you want to use music, go for it, use music, but please download some metronome beats, download some 180 songs, and then try just turning it off for a song. Like don't go cold turkey, but try just turning it off and just running. And it probably feels really strange in the beginning. Like for me, I can't imagine now having it on outside, right? Yeah. Although I will say the last race I ran, I thought, you know, I need some noise canceling headphones so I don't have to listen to other people's conversations while I'm running. Yeah. And I think, guys, that's from getting older. But think about it. It's like if you're running and you're enjoying running and just kind of connecting with the breathing of running and the movement of running, you're really giving yourself the gift of running. Like, that's what running actually really is. And, so again,
yeah, I was going to say, it's kind of that meditative state that a lot of people are trying to get. You're trying to get that quote unquote, that alone time, or that it gives me my sanity and stuff. So guys, if you're one of those people that's how you feel about running, and you're also thinking at the same time, oh, I can't run without headphones or whatever the case may be, give it a try. Try some of the things we're suggesting and let us know. Send us an email at support@runnerx.fit. Leave a comment on Instagram, on Facebook, on X, on YouTube. Yeah, we're doing a lot of stuff on YouTube right now. And then if you're part of our mailing list, that's the word I was looking for. If you're part of our mailing list, you'll get notice hopefully around the first week of June of a new app that we've got coming out. And that app will be totally free. Okay. You'll get word of it and hopefully you'll sign up. You'll also see it on our social channels, and that will have a lot of free content. And there you'll also be able to make a comment. Hey, where would be, some people ask, like, where would be a great place to find some of these 180 cadence? I used to use a thing called jog.fm, and you can put in a pace, an RPM. So you'd have to put in like 180. It'll sound really fast. One of the favorite ones that Valerie used to use that I would still do for curb runs is an oldie but a goodie, but from Beverly Hills Cop. So take down, break down everybody. Okay. That's a great one. That's a 180 cadence, guys. And you will have a blast. I love it. But my point is that be part of our community, kind of let us know what's going on. We want to hear from you. It's why we do what we do. We love talking about running and we love helping people get better with their running and enjoy running again. So we hope you'll leave us a comment, let us know how you're doing, and keep listening. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for joining us on the RunRx podcast. If you'd like to know more, join us at www.runrx.fit. And if you have additional questions that you'd like answered on the podcast, email us at support@runrx.fit.